1. Coco the Stylish Pirate. Once upon a time, in a small town by the shiny ocean, there was a girl named Coco. She loved making clothes more than anything else in the world. Coco dreamed of being a famous fashion designer. She wanted to create outfits that would sparkle on fancy catwalks and look amazing in magazines. Coco often told her friend Jack, "I can't wait to see my designs on the catwalk." Jack smiled and said, "I believe you'll be the most famous designer ever." But there was a big problem. Jack whispered, "I heard Medusa is a mean boss." They watched Medusa's workers rush around the town. They were giving out invitations to Medusa's fashion shows. Coco nodded and said, "She's known for being tough on people who get in her way." Medusa owned a big fashion company called Lou Shark. She didn't like Coco's creative ideas and called her names like silly fish. Everyone in the fashion world was scared of Medusa, even Coco. To make things worse, Coco's mom, who always believed in her, got sick and passed away. Before she left, Coco's mom shared a secret. "I used to be a pirate, and I hid my pirate ship on the east side of the Caribbean Sea. Go find it, my girl." With tears in her eyes, Coco said, "I can't believe my mom was a pirate. But maybe I'm like her." Even though she felt sad, Coco decided to follow her mom's wishes. She sailed on the sea like a true pirate and started raiding rich people's fancy boats, taking their money and stylish clothes. Her best friend Jack said, "Yes, Captain. We'll be the scariest pirates on the seven seas." Soon, Coco became a famous pirate, feared and admired by all. One day, Coco's pirate ship stumbled upon Medusa's fancy yacht. Coco was ready to make her walk the plank. "Your clothes look stylish for a pirate." "Who made them?" asked Medusa. Coco took off her bandana and revealed her face. Medusa was shocked. "Silly fish," she yelled. But before Medusa could say anything, Coco pushed her into the water with a splash. "Take that, you mean fashion boss," Coco shouted happily as Medusa struggled in the water. At first, everyone was shocked, but then they broke out into cheers. "You did it, Captain Coco." When she got back to the town, they offered Coco Medusa's job at Le Shark, but she knew she didn't want it. Coco loved the freedom of the open sea more than the busy city life. "I've found where I belong, Coco," said. Coco loved her new life as a pirate. She sailed the seas with her mom's ship, feeling free and joyful. "I may not be walking on the catwalk, but I'm making waves in my own way," Coco thought, touching her pirate hat with a smile. As Coco continued her adventures, she found new islands, battled fierce storms, and made friends with sea creatures. "Mom, wherever you are, thank you for showing me the way," Coco whispered, feeling her mother's presence in the salty breeze.